from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, some great text messages coming in at 877-881-1053. Here's a series from the same guy. Around the Wildlife Time, Bring It Back. What's My Age Again? Sports Sharks, Audio Bubble Bath. We'll even take a vortex. Hey, if you got something from the past that you loved on the show and you want to remind us of it, by all means, text it in on the AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053.
I'd forgotten about some of those. KT's Vortex?
Yep.
That was a misfire.
That one's one that got canceled way early in the run.
Well, it
happened. Like 2014, I think.
The Vortex?
Yeah, like kind of a weekend thing.
People saw it as more of a sports hot air balloon. But, you know, what we like to do is load up the phones at 877-881-1053 and do a little something we like to call.
Tell us what you're thinking.
So here with more is Tizzle.
All right, let's do this thing. I would like to start off with a good one right here, line four shippy, Kenny and Crum. Kenny, tell us what you're thinking.
Listen, Sunday night they were showing a downtown shot of Dallas, just a beautiful city. When all the tornado activity was going on, I was just wondering if anybody else caught that, because I was looking outside going, there's no lightning shown on that scene. And I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thank you. The a tornado at night is so sinister. I mean, it's even worse. I mean, you can't see it. And there was somebody captured amazing footage of this tornado, and you could only see it when there was lightning. And it lit up the sky, and then you saw it looked like something out of Stranger Things.
Yeah. You know, the Sunday Night Football crew had no idea. Well, I would imagine that tornadoes were happening. So, like, if they do a lot of those, whether drone shots or blimp shots, and the shot he's talking about, you know, it's a big shot of the downtown Dallas skyline.
Well, they shot that on Friday night.
Yeah. So
that's when the Omni was lit up with the NBC logo.
Yeah. So, like, you know, they had no way of doing that. Their game plan execution. Yeah.
They don't have live people standing by grabbing footage somewhere
with drones away from the stadium.
And that whole broadcast is being run from the truck or whatever. Didn't know tornadoes were in Dallas. I would imagine they're focused on the game and all that stuff.
I was just thinking, because I've been watching videos of the destruction, how drones have just changed coverage of everything, like so exponentially, and so much access, so much information.
I couldn't believe it's still, and it's a couple days past it. I just couldn't believe it. Monday night, I was driving up to Frisco, and I've talked about this on Monday, where this storm, the path of this storm, where it was, where I was at, was two exits north of 75.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just driving up 75 to get on 635 into the tollway, and I just could not believe how much damage. And then I know we've all three of us have drove through that Preston Hollow area over the last few days. It's unbelievable. I knew storms were happening. Didn't know that a tornado was happening. Got the notification on the phone, tornado warning, and then you find out that it was an F3 and one of the biggest ones in Metroplex history. I mean, it's amazing how fast it all happened.
You know, there are still on my car leaves that are stuck and wedged into the windowsill, like that were just must have been thrown around at such a high velocity. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't even make sense.
Right.
Like it's just, they're just crammed up in there. Like how? That seems like it's not even possible.
It was Absolutely. So insane.
From the 972 Autoflex Leasing fan text, 877-881-1053. Touch All 4 was always the best and worst segment of your show.
I agree.
Can't miss radio.
I agree. It was pretty awesome.
What was the segment where girlfriends and wives could call in and complain about their partners? I missed that segment.
The Love Shack. We get a lot of about that. People really want the Love Shack, and it's like, it was a different time.
Climate
but
change
it was,
happened.
But it was people that got it, the joke, knew that we weren't actually sexist a-holes.
Oh,
I mean, we're just a-holes.
Yeah.
But
sometimes.
But it was just a bit. And but it was like the woman would call in. We'd beg her. No, come on. You know, just tell us something that your husband does that gets on your nerves. She would reluctantly say one thing. And then we would say, oh, what does your husband do for a living? Well, he's a plumber. Oh, my God, here you are. This hero's out there unclogging toilets, and we'd always get the guy's side. And it just, I guess people just got too sensitive. They're like, sorry, we can't do that anymore.
It was always like, you know, pubes in the sink or just laundry left on the floor. It was a lot of that.
I predict it comes back.
Yeah.
Or not. Who knows?
Probably not.
Different
let's
time.
Go to, I like this one right here, kind of on the same token. Caller number 5, Don in Louisville. Don,
tell us what you're thinking.
Don?
Sir.
Sir!
Sir.
You like Andy Reid?
Your call's off to a great start, Don.
Hey, I was just thinking, it's time for a good New York prank. We got plenty of time to get that done.
Yes.
And someday I'm going to show you my gravy going to set it off tattoo.
Oh!
Wait,
no
what?
Way. Did
what?
You really get a tattoo?
No.
But one day he's going to get that tattoo and then he's going to show it to you.
Don, I love you, man. This is a great call. Well done.
Good luck, Don.
Hey, yeah, prank him, man. Let's hear it. You Don, guys are so good at that.
Don, will you be out at Texas Live on Saturday for Fanniversary?
Actually, I'm going fishing. Okay. Y'all gave me such a good...
Are you
gave me such a good fishing report last time. Are you
a big guy? Are you a big dong? Don?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Sweet.
Oh, great Don.
Ben, that is a good question.
Enjoy the lakes out there, Don. I've heard that...
What? Enjoy the lakes out there?
Yeah, he's going fishing.
I thought he said legs.
Nah, the lakes out there.
And the legs.
I did, too.
Oh, Don's still Don! On.
I heard it's going to be a big one for the Carolina rigs out there in the deeper water, Don. So have a good time out there at Lake Louisville. Let's go to caller number 2, Blair in Dallas. Blair!
Tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What up?
I'm thinking about Dak Prescott's contract. I think they're gonna really take care of him after his big game, and it's gonna be if he get hurt before the big game, which would be the Patriots. If he win that, I think that's gonna be a breaking news for the high state quarterback.
Man, thank you for your call, man. Yeah, he deserves it. This all comes down to how much of the pie he wants. He's entitled to as much as he wants to take. If he wants 40. They're going to have to give him 40 or franchise him and start going to find a new quarterback. So It really comes down to him. That's why all they can do is just beg him not to take the whole pie.
Yeah, and I think he's going to take a giant piece, but I don't think it'll be the biggest, most obnoxious.
What do you think
piece.
Per year? 35?
I think 32? I think 35 to 36.
35.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
His numbers are now catching up. His numbers are now showing up. Yeah. Like, it's not... Everything's kind of been debunked at this point.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's where it's, and that's, to me, an issue for the Cowboys.
I don't even, honestly. Yeah, I don't know if it's debunked as much as he's improved.
Yeah, yeah.
He's playing at an elite level.
Hey, guys, here's a text from Jeffrey Chaucer. Is thy Errol Spence?
Okay, it's a good question.
Yep.
And Sean Porter's been added to the lineup. Sean Porter will be... at the Texas Live at Fanniversary on Saturday.
Sweet, dude.
I think that's me, Lucius, and Kavanaugh are going to be on that.
Oh, that's going to
that
be lit.
Round table. Lucius knows his boxing, so I'm looking forward to Lucius carrying that for me. But Sean Porter, that's a great get as well.
That's a big CBD round table.
So 12 to 4 Saturday, Fanniversary at Texas Live. Please join us for that. Big fan of number 9, Robbie in Carrollton. Robbie.
Tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, what's going on, KT?
Oh, this is a lap dance for you only.
Hey, Robbie.
Sir.
Hey, Shippy.
Hey, what's up?
Go.
I think that covers everyone. Hey, yeah, hey, KT mentioned he went back to Olney this weekend for a golf game. Was wondering, number 1, how the golf game went, and 2, could we get an Olney report?
Oh, good call.
I like this call.
Okay, yeah. So we shut. So basically, this was a benefit scramble for our good friends Tyler and Wendy. Tyler and Wendy had a baby, Willow, and had some. She was premature, had some birth defects. So the town kind of gets together, raising some money.
Okay.
We went 34-31, so 65. Interesting way though that we had a lot of gimmicks on this golf tournament. Hole one and two were normal golf. Hole three, you tee off left-handed. Hole four, there's like a kiddie pool and there's a little floater and a tee, and you tee up, and so you have basically a it's a par three, so you're hitting out of a kiddie pool. Hole five's normal golf. Hole six was a speed round where you draw. One, you have a four man team where you draw, and whoever draws first, so you draw the ace, you're teeing off. And then whoever drew two hits the second shot, third shot, fourth shot. It's pretty amazing. You hit a ball, and then you're golf carting down there, and then it's like people are running, and you're getting your clubs beforehand. Like, but I'm three, so I got the putter ready just in case we're on the green, and you're just speed trying to get it in. Now, hole seven was a little skeet shoot action.
Oh, skeet, skeet.
Skeet, oh, skeet, skeet shoot. So
windows to the wall.
Oh, skeet shoot right here. Basically, you get two pulls, and if you...
Yes.
If you hit them both, then you knock off a stroke off your final score in the end.
Till all these females
so,
fall.
It was pretty good going out there, getting a little skeet shooting in. Hole eight, you tee off with the marshmallow. And then wherever the marshmallow goes, then your second shot is from where the marshmallow was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only report
that
right
sounded
there.
Like pure insanity.
You guys see,
it was so wild.
Did you guys see the big news? Seymour beat Olney?
Not big,
big
news,
game.
Shippy. No one cared.
I do. I'd like to hear more about this. Yeah. Seymour, the yeah. old rivalry.
Speaking
Seymour
of old,
beat the
Jane
hell.
Seymour. Yeah. Good God.
Still got it. Where is she? She's still in the house?
She's still in the house.
I will say this.
Medicine well, woman Quinn or whatever her name was.
There was pure insanity out there at the golf course that night because
wow, 61
had a little
to 28.
Pool table. And the city boy comes back with his old tricks. As I showed the people in Olney what the secret wizard is.
Wow.
The great billiards
game. Was it like showing cavemen a lighter?
It was unreal. The money is just piling up and people are getting addicted to it. You know, they were scratching and you know, they'd go
scratching?
Do their meth and stuff like normal, but then they were all scratching and it was such chaos. It was just an hour and a half of what is this game? Why am I in here? I'm putting dollar down. I'll put $5 down, and it just builds up. So that's the only report.
I like hearing that, because every time you talk about Olney, you're telling us about a lot of death that's happened.
Well, someone died during Hayes Wizard.
The
what's
secret
the name of the game?
Died.
Secret Wizard.
He's yeah.
dead.
Brian in Grapevine, line three. Brian.
Tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, guys. I'm thinking about Fluckers, man.
What's that, Brian?
I'm thinking about Fluckers.
Oh, me too. Are you coming to Allen tomorrow?
Man, I'm gonna keep up the tradition out here in Grapevine and wait for you guys in a couple weeks.
All right, nice. Okay, respect.
You're
dude.
Just gonna camp out in front of Pluckers until the show is back there.
Man, I'm gonna call out of work every single day up until then.
What's your go-to order at Pluckers?
I think I talked to you last week. It was the Larry Bird with the lemon pepper.
Mm, that's actually me that you talked to, but yes, that is a delicious sandwich. You get the grilled chicken, lemon pepper, dry rub, pickles, and cheese, and it's on.
Man, and I'm thinking about a cold beer. Nice, cold Miller Lite.
There you go.
The only beer of the Dallas Cowboys.
And Dr. Pepper.
The only beer. And Dr. Pepper. Can't forget Travis Frederick on that one.
Yep.
Right. That's a good listener right there. Let's go to line six, Shippy, Trey and Forney. Trey,
tell us what you're thinking.
Yeah, long-time listener. This is second time calling.
Nice.
I'll hang up and listen. See you guys later.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a pretty good call. Appreciate you having the courage to do that. I know that was difficult.
Pretty good radio trope right there.
I feel like he made the most of his time.
Well done.
Let's go to line eight, Colby and Rowlett. Colby,
tell us what you're thinking.
What's good, guys? First off, I thought the tell us what you're thinking guy was KT for the longest time. And then second, did anyone else notice Jason Garrett's face the whole time? It was like he realized that Kellen Moore knew what he was doing. I'll hang up and listen.
That's interesting. You know, I've oftentimes wondered that. When things are bad and you look at Garrett's face, it's like sad and like he kind of looks like he wants to cry. And I get it. It sucks. Like he's so mad. I'm interested.
He's yawning in the and now everybody puts that yawn in a camera photo montage of him or whatever, the video montage. They're like, Jason Garrett's on the hot seat, and here's four shots of him coaching a game. It's always the yawn now. The yawn is in there.
Line one, Josh in Mansfield. Josh,
tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that Jason Garrett needs to give over the reins to Kellen Moore and Dak. time for him to just sit down, shut up, and watch Kellen Moore work his beauty, and I'll hang up.
Thanks. And he already doing that? I mean, okay. He's not sitting down. I guess the only difference would be they'd brought out a chair for JG to sit down in.
He can have that Tom Sula moment. Do you want me to sit or do you want me to stand?
What if they bring out like a lazy boy?
What if it's just that little portable chair that KT used to have in his living room, that lawn chair?
I had a conversation with someone last night thinking about, so we talk about legacy, all right? And so Jerry really wants to win another Super Bowl, right? Not like, of course, he's always wanted to win Super Bowls, but he wants to win another one, right? I was like, really, if you're thinking about legacy, there are so many people now who have a winning legacy and they're easy to remember. What Jerry should really do to, I mean, he will never be forgotten ever, but if Jerry really wanted to like cement his name on pro sports forever, he should do a bit here. He should either hire Wash, okay, the next head coach and let the coordinators do their jobs, or the Joker. Think about a head coach.
Jokic?
Think about a head coach with his face painted like the Joker. I mean, the Joker's got a headset on.
I mean, I thought our show was weird.
His face is painted.
It just got so weird.
They get a first down, and he's kind of doing the dance that Joaquin Phoenix is doing all throughout that movie.
Did I miss Edible Wednesdays?
I think that would be so great. And if you agree, then I'll talk to you about it at Texas Live on Saturday.
Go ahead and text KT at KT Fun Tweets.
Tell us what you think.
Tell him what you think about that. All right, coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.